prices are slightly lower this week. Kim, give us an idea of what's going on with the markets.
Well, you know, one day this week, the price dropped about 10 cents, and that always gets our attention, especially in a market where you don't have much volatility. Right now, the market's just wallowing around in about, a 20 to 30 cent sideways pattern. What we've got going on is the former Soviet Union countries in the Northern Hemisphere have finished the wheat harvest. We know how much wheat we got there. We've got the harvest going on in Argentina and Australia. And so we've still got, you know, Argentina's hard red winter wheat, Australia's hard white winter wheat coming on the market. And as long as you got new wheat coming on the market, it's going to pressure prices just a little bit.
Now a question, when the KC contract moves from December to March, what do you think will happen to the basis and the cash price?
Well, the basis is going to go down probably about 17 cents. And the reason we know it will go down 17 cents is because the March contract is 17 cents higher than the December contract. And remember that your cash price is equal to the futures price minus the basis, or plus the basis, whichever way you want to put that sign. To keep the cash price, say, at $3.30, if the futures price you roll to the next contract, it's 17 cents higher, you got to lower the basis 17 cents. So when that basis changes in the next couple weeks, don't worry about it at all.
Then what's the wheat price outlook?
Well, if you look at the outlook, we've been wallowing sideways. I see no reason to, you know, get a big price increase. You look at that March contract, it's been trading between about $4.30 and $4.50, or it can get down to $4.20, but that 20 cent range, we're near that $4.30 level, so we could pick up 15 or 20 cents. On the other hand, if it breaks that $4.30, then we could go down 20 or 25 cents. So what's it going to do? I'd say, given the current price, it's going to be plus or minus about 20 cents.
Given the situation, some producers are switching to other crops. In your opinion, is this a wise decision?
For the most part, it is. I think the producers got to take into consideration what's their soil, what will their soil produce. They got to look at their management expertise. They got to look at their equipment complement. Will what they have work, or do they have to make other investments or go to custom harvesting? I think they've got to put a good pencil to it. But for the most part, I think it's a wise decision.
Pencil to the paper, right?
That's right.
Okay, Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.